Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Have you heard the news? The best podcast for dinosaur fans is out and a roaring good time for all. What happens when a bolt of lightning hits a digger machine on top of a site that's full of dinosaur fossils? The digger turns into Digger Rex, of course. Join Digger Rex, the half dinosaur, half digger, on his adventures by searching for Digger Rex on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, dear friends, to another season of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. I want to start off season 8 with a bang by wishing one of our junior detectives, Jimmy, a very happy 7th birthday in Australia. Woof woof. Now, as Jimmy and many of you listening know very well already, I am Snoop, the top-notch dog detective stationed here in Pflugerville. I came to Pflugerville all the way from London, England, to help train a young pup to be a world-class detective.
Hey, that's me.
That you are, Sniffy, and you proved to be quite witty, eager, and astute.
What's astute mean?
It means you have a keen perception, a sharp intelligence, and a shrewd ability to make important deductions, my dear lad.
I don't know what anything you said means. You use too many big words.
It was a compliment, Sniffy.
A compliment?
Yes, dear lad. I'm saying you're a smart young pup and a great dog detective partner.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Snoop. I'm just glad we no longer have those cat disguises on. Being a cat sure was weird.
But necessary in order to stop Professor Mittens from taking over that cat cafe.
Too bad for her that Snoop and Sniffy were on the case. Guess we won't be seeing her for a while now.
She'll be back. Probably near the end of the season. She can't resist. And when she tries to deploy a distraction of destruction, we shall be ready.
Sniffy will sniff her out. Ah! Oh, I don't know why that scared me. It was just so sudden. Did the ringtone on your red bow tie collar change?
No, Sniffy. It is indeed the same exact ringtone my red bow tie collar always rings in. Which means Freckles must have a case for us. Tally-ho! Hello there, Snoop.
And Sniffy, ready to solve a crime.
Oh, perfect, because I have just a case for you. So...
Great, Freckles. Tell us the facts.
Well, I was just going to when you interrupted me, Sniffy.
I did? Sorry. Sometimes I get so excited about solving a case that I just can't help myself.
Sniffy, perhaps today we can work on your over-eagerness. It's important to be enthusiastic and passionate, but we don't want those qualities to overshadow other things.
Like what?
Like quiet observation or quiet deduction. Basically, anything quiet.
I see. Quiet's not my strongest skill.
We know.
I'll try, though.
Okay, so can I get back to this case already?
Lay it out for us, Freckles.
Well... Over at the firehouse where I'm stationed, I overheard a curious kid named Finn talking about a mysterious echoing tunnel.
An echoing tunnel? Sounds scary.
An echoing tunnel, Where is this tunnel?
It's underneath Pflugerville Mountain. It's cut right out from the mountainside and takes one straight across through to the other side.
Sounds like a very long tunnel indeed. I wonder what could be causing the echoes.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I need you two to go investigate this scary tunnel and find out what is causing the echoes inside. We must help Finn figure this out.
Sounds like a case right up my alley, or rather, down my tunnel. You can count on us, Freckles. We shall figure out what is causing the echoes in the tunnel.
Okay, great.
Maybe you can come with us. It's been a while. every time, and I was just trying to be nice.
I think Freckles likes hanging up the phone on you.
Astute observation, Sniffy.
Astute! Now I get it.
Good, good. Now, off we go to Pflugerville Mountain, the founding mountain of our town, and then on to the echoing tunnel.
Snoop, what are echoes? Like, what causes them?
Great question, Sniffy. Echoes are when a sound wave bounces off something and comes back to you.
Sound waves?
Yes. Every sound is made of invisible vibrations that travel through the air, and when they reach our ears, they make us hear sounds.
Whoa. Invisible vibrations? That kind of sounds like magic.
Magic? More like science. The world is full of many magical things that are quite natural, my curious scholar.
Okay, but what if magic was science?
Quite right, Sniffy. The world of science is, indeed, magic.
Whoa, do you hear that, Snoop? Are those the echoes?
Sure sounds like it. Let's find this Finn and figure it out.
There he is, standing near the tunnel entrance.
Finn, I say, dear Finn. Is that you?
Are you two dogs talking to me?
But of course. I'm Snoop.
And I'm Snippy.
We're Pflugerville's top-notch dog detectives, and we're here to solve the case of the echoing tunnel.
Oh, okay. Well, wow. I have so many questions.
You'll get over your shock soon. So, tell us about this tunnel.
I rode my bike near here earlier, and when I came to the tunnel, these loud echoing noises came from the inside. Do you hear them?
How can anyone not hear those? It's so loud!
But when I rode my bike through the tunnel, there was nothing inside. Just the tunnel path, and torches, and the mountain of walls. What could be making those echoes?
Very interesting indeed. Thank you for bringing this case to our attention, Finn. Now, it is time for the best dog detectives this side of Pflugerville to do what we do best, crack the mystery.
You really think we can figure this out, Snoop?
But of course, young lad. We're Snoop and Sniffy. Now, into the tunnel we go.
Good luck, talking dog detectives.
Now, an adventure is upon us. What could be causing these echoing sounds inside the tunnel? We're about to try and find out. But before we do, let's take a quick break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ah, you're back. Sniffy and I have just bravely entered into the Pflugerville Tunnel to discover what is the cause behind making those loud echoing sounds. It's going to be loud, but we won't give up.
What did you say, Snoop? I can't hear you over these loud echoes.
I said it's going to be loud, but we won't give up.
You saw a cow?
Not a cow. It's loud.
I can't hear you. It's loud.
Oh, by Jove. Enough of this.
Whoa. How did you do that, Snoop? Magic? Science?
Very interesting indeed. I wonder...
What do you wonder?
Not yet, lad. We must first make our way through the tunnel and out the other side before I reveal my observations.
This tunnel sure is long and dark, but at least they put these decorative torches along the wall.
Yes, these torches are quite a nice touch. They add a nice, ominous mood to the tunnel. Though I wonder how they stay lit.
You can see some of the walls are cracked. Hopefully this tunnel doesn't collapse on us.
That wouldn't be very fun now, would it?
Hey, I think I see a light at the end. Could it be the other side? Come on, Snoop, let's get out of here. Oh, we made it out. I'm not a fan of tunnels. But wait a minute, Snoop. There was nothing in that tunnel. No other animals, no humans. There wasn't even anything to smell.
Indeed.
Why do you have that look in your eyes, Snoop?
What look?
The look you get when you solve a case.
Because, my dear boy, I've solved another case. Well, almost.
You have? But how?
In due time, Sniffy. Let us return back through the tunnel so I can reveal to Finn exactly what is causing the echoes.
Back through the tunnel? Oh, all right. If I ever had to make my own tunnel somewhere, I'd make sure it was filled with bones and toys and dog treats and maybe a nice pet bed or a carpet.
A carpet?
If I have to walk down a dark, torch-lit tunnel, I want my paws to at least feel comfortable.
You know, Sniffy, that's not a bad idea. I hear your point and I agree.
Thank you. Wait a second. What's that?
Yes, Sniffy?
I smell something different. Something I didn't catch the first time.
What is it, Sniffy?
I think it's... This wall. It's not like the other walls. Something about it is different.
I think you're right. It appears to be on hinges. Could this be a secret door?
A secret door!
Well done, Sniffy, my boy. You found a secret door.
What do you think's in here?
Well, what do you smell?
I smell... tunnel. And wait, are those mushrooms? Ooh, mushrooms. These are delicious. Do you think they're causing the echoes?
No, but I think this large brass pipe may have something to do with it.
What is that?
Well, it appears to be a large brass pipe. It runs along this secret second tunnel, going up and away. Yes, yes, indeed. It's all coming together.
We have to see where this brass pipe goes.
But of course. Onward, Sniffy.
I hope there's more mushrooms up here. A second secret tunnel, a brass pipe, mushrooms? Who knew? How did we miss this the first time?
Sometimes our eyes can be deceived. We were so focused on finding something in the tunnel, staring at the torches, looking for the light at the end, that we didn't see what was in front of us.
The echoes are back!
Look! The brass pipe is vibrating. The sound waves are entering here and spreading up. We must see where this leads.
I don't know what you said, because these echoes are loud, but I'm just going to follow you. We're on top of Pflugerville Peak. It sure is windy up here. Look at the flag whipping in the wind. The flag is causing the echoes.
In a way, yes. But there's more to it. Now, we must head down the mountain and tell Finn.
How are we going to get all the way back down there, Snope?
Is that an abandoned sled I see just yonder?
You want us to sled down the mountain? But I'm not a trained mountain dog sledder, even though I really want to be. I hope to meet one of those dogs one day.
The sled is the fastest way. Now, up and up, Sniffy. Time to be the brave, courageous dog detective you are.
I am?
Sure, up we go. Just a little nudge and off we go.
This is so fun! I'm a sled dog, finally!
Wait, this is much more scary than I thought. Sniffy, steer us away from these trees.
Whoa, trees! Watch out! This is great!
Ah, slow us down, Sniffy! By Jove, the snow is gone.
Oh, it's really bumpy now.
Is it over?
We made it back down the mountain. And I fulfilled my wish of becoming a sled dog. Yahoo!
Are you talking dog detectives okay? I saw you sledding down the mountain. Is there anything you can't do?
No.
Finn, we solved the mystery of the echoing tunnel.
You did? What's causing it?
Snoop, take it away.
Well, dear Finn, the simplest explanation is the wind.
The wind?
The wind? What?
Yes. Whenever the wind blasted through the tunnel, it created a wind vacuum that echoed against the walls. And because the tunnel has torches and cracked walls and a secret tunnel with a brass pipe to hold up the founding Pflugerville flag, any vibrations against those tiny imperfections echoed against other imperfections, and they all amplified themselves to create the echoes.
That's science for ya.
You're learning.
I'm a great student.
So any time the wind blasts through the tunnel, it creates the echoes?
Exactly. It's why when the wind stops, there is no echo. Like now.
Oh, very cool. I thought it was like a mountain troll or something. But I guess those don't exist.
Oh, no. Those exist. Trust us. We know.
Well, thanks, Talking Dog Detectives, for helping me figure it out. Guess I'll go tell my friends all about the wind tunnels and the sound vibrations. Bye.
Snoop, we did it again. And though the echoes weren't a mountain troll, I'm glad we still got to go sled down a mountain together. Can we do that one more time?
Absolutely not. My friends, another case has been solved by Sniffy and I, and I'm glad you've got to come on the adventure with us. That's the last time I'll suggest using an abandoned sled to sled down a mountainside. Now, if you've enjoyed this charming episode of ours, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. There's quite a lot of shows out there that are just so fun. Take a listen. Until next time, always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go!
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire.
Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life. Whee!